We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Ten Pin Terror. And now we take you over to the TT races. Well, it's a lovely day here in the Isle of Man. All the cats are walking about on three legs. Looking for the tails. Down goes the Stardust flag and they're off. And Clitheroe's out in front already. He's 100 yards in front. He's stopped. Why has he come back to the starting point, Godfrey? He's forgotten his bike.
Jimmy Clitheroe, will you get off my motorbike?
Wait till the race is over. What a champion rider this Clitheroe is. He went round the last two bends on his crash helmet.
Hey, look, Jimmy, I'm in a hurry to get to the meeting.
What meeting?
The rugby club annual meeting. And before that, I've got to go home and have my tea. And after I've eaten my tea, I'll have to change my suit.
Why don't you wear a bib?
No. Look, shut up and get off my bike.
I'm just warming the seat for you.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I don't want you to get a chill on your brain.
I'll warm your seat for you if you don't get off.
Oh, will you? There's a friend of mine just coming up the road. You touch me and he'll clout you in the petrol tank with his shillelagh.
You are? Oh, it's Mr. O'Reilly. Hey, I wonder who's looking after his shop.
Sure it'll be the little paper.
Hello there, me boys. Have you been out having a spin?
No, Alfie always looks dizzy.
You are very funny.
Ah, sure, Jim. You're a great lad for the jokes. Like me Uncle Mick. Very funny man, but never hurtful. And an unkind word never passed his lips. He spoke through his nose. Like Murphy said to me uncle the other day, says he, do you know anybody, says he, that would whitewash the hen house. And my uncle says, yes, what colour do you want it whitewashing? And Murphy said, green. Is there any other colour? Well, says my uncle, my nephew will whitewash it any colour you like any weekend about next Tuesday. And it won't cost you a penny and it'll be a bit of spending money for the lad.
Everyone a little Irish gem. Mr. O'Reilly, have you seen me green skull cap?
You've got it on.
Well, it's a good job you noticed it on me head. Or I might have gone home without it.
That's a funny thing. I was going home the other day. I saw Murphy outside his cottage sawing away the piece of timber. Says I, how are you getting on, Murphy? Says he, I'm very well. But the wife's got a bad cold. I said, is that her coffin? He says, no, I'm making a hen house.
Yes, Mr. O'Reilly. And where were you going to yesterday when I saw you going home?
I was going home.
Yes, I thought it was you. But when I caught up to you, you'd gone.
If you'll excuse me, Mr. O'Reilly, I'm in a hurry.
So am I. I left the shop while it's open, but I've locked the door. So if I'm not back at 5:30 to open it, we'll be closed.
Yeah, Alfie. You what?
Never mind, Alfie. Just jump on your bike and go home. But switch the engine on first. Otherwise, when you get home, you'll still be here after you've gone. The Javers.
Yes. Well, will you give these magazines to your Auntie Ethel, to your mother in hospital?
But Jimmy's mother's not in hospital.
No, me Auntie Ethel. Mum and me granddad are going to see her tonight. Thanks, Mr. O'Reilly. How much are they?
They're free, gratis, and I'm not charging you for them either.
Oh, you're a darling man. I'll take them in. Goodbye, Mr. O'Reilly. If I don't see you again, hello.
And the same to you, Jim.
Hey, can I give you a lift anywhere, Mr. O'Reilly?
I'm not going there. And anyway, it wouldn't be fair to take you out of your way. Well, thanks very much. I'll do the same for you sometime.
I've put the magazines in your bag, Mum. Is there anything else?
Oh, yes, Jimmy. Will you go and put the kettle on for me, son?
Is it tea time, Mum? I'm not very hungry.
I'm not surprised. This morning I bought a pound of grapes, which cost me 6 shillings.
Well, they were worth it. I tasted them.
I know you did. There's only 1/2 pound left.
Well, you and me grandad eat them. I've had enough.
Luke, we were taking those grapes to the hospital tonight for your Auntie Ethel.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum. If I'd known the grapes were for me auntie, I'd have been satisfied with just the pears.
Oh, so the pears have gone as well, have they?
Well, there were only 3 little ones.
Oh, it's my own fault. I should have hidden them. I'll just have to take these few grapes and two oranges from the pantry.
One orange, Mum.
Oh, no.
Jimmy, I wish you wouldn't leave your toys lying about in the hall.
What toys?
Well, there's your chemistry set for a start. Can't move for bottles. The hall looks like a laboratory.
Well, what about you? Empty beer bottles under the stairs. That looks like a brewery.
Don't you be so cheeky. I told you to move that chemistry set after I caught you washing up.
Well, I was trying to save you money. That washing up stuff you buy costs 1 and 6, so I made my own for tuppence. And you must admit it got rid of the grease on the plates.
Yeah, got rid of most of the willow pattern as well.
Jimmy Clitheroe, you little horror. I'll smack your face.
Help, Mum, stop her. She's gone mad.
I'm mad, all right.
I thought so. Grandad, get the vet.
What's the matter, Susan?
I've just gargled in the bathroom. I thought I was poisoned. It was one of his chemistry concoctions.
Well, why'd you use it?
It was the same colour as the gargle, and it was in the same bottle.
Oh, that bottle. Well, I don't know why you're making such a fuss. That'll do your throat good. It kills germs.
Well, is it a gargle, then?
No, it's a disinfectant I made to clean the bath.
Well, my throat's not a drain, and if you two don't deal with him, I'm leaving home.
Well, what do you know? I've invented a disinfectant that gets rid of germs and sisters as well.
And I'll be getting rid of a grandson in a minute. Now, just apologise to Susan.
I'm sorry, Susan. You'll feel better when we get to the bowling alley.
You've had that. I'm not taking you to any bowling alley.
But you promised! You said you weren't going out with Alfie.
I'm not going out with Alfie, and I'm not going out with you either.
Oh, now, Susan, now, don't you think you've been a wee bit hard? After all, it was an accident.
Now, don't you side with him, Father. If Susan won't take him, it's his own fault.
I won't take him. I'll come to the hospital with you and Grandad to see Aunt Ethel. I'll go and get ready, Mother.
Me Auntie Ethel suffered enough without having to look at your face.
It's no use you losing your temper, Jim. It's your own fault that you're not going bowling.
Who says I'm not? Me grandad'll take me, won't you? You don't need to go to the hospital now. It shouldn't take 3 people to carry 1 orange and half a bag of grapes.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim, but I promised your Auntie Ethel I'd go.
Well, can we all go bowling when you get back from the hospital?
It'll be too late. We're leaving here at 6 and we won't be back till after 9. Your bedtime.
Can't you go with anyone else, Jimmy?
Hey, that's it. Ozzy said him and his dad are going. I'll ask him.
All right, but if he does take you, you behave yourself. Don't you go fighting with Ozzy.
Oh, don't worry, Mum. If Ozzy starts anything tonight, I'll ignore it. I'll clout him tomorrow.
Well, all right then. Now, here's 0.5 crown. And that'll make 5 shillings you've got for the evening.
Oh, thanks, Grandad.
Well, all right, partner. I'll see who it is. You'd better start getting ready.
All right, it won't take me 2 minutes.
Well, I'd better get my coat on, Mum, and go round and meet Ozzy at the rubbish dump.
Why are you meeting him there?
He lives there.
Jimmy, that's nowhere to talk about their house.
You haven't seen their front room, where Ozzy keeps his white mice.
White mice in the front room? Ooh, doesn't it smell?
Yeah, shocking. But the mice have to put up with it. They're locked in a cage.
Well, that was Higginbotham on the phone.
Oh, did he ask him if I can go with him?
You'll be going to the hospital with us if he gets his hands on you.
Why, what's the matter, Father?
Ask that son of yours, the little hooligan.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, what were you doing with Ozzy this morning? He went home wringing wet and covered all over in mud.
Oh, well, that was an accident. 3 of us did some sledging in the snow.
Sledging?
Yeah, Charlie Thompson was the reindeer and I was the driver.
What was Ozzy?
He was the sledge.
Do you mean you were sliding on him?
Well, he had to be the sledge. He was the only one with a plastic Mac.
Now, listen to me. That Mac belonged to Mr. Higginbotham, and it's torn to ribbons.
That wasn't our fault. We told Ozzy about the hedge before we jumped clear.
He went through a hedge.
Yeah. I did my best to steer him out of trouble, but every time I pulled his right ear, the clock turned left.
You ruffian, I'm ashamed of you. I really am.
I'm sorry, Mum. I'll apologise to Mr. Higginbotham at the bowling alley.
Bowling alley? If he catches you there, he'll use you for one of the pins. And you're not going anywhere, my lad.
You what?
You're staying in, and I'll have that 5 shillings back off you. Towards the 15 bob I've got to pay Higginbotham for a new plastic mat.
You mean I've got to stop in just because Ollie doesn't know left from right? Well, he will tomorrow, because my left will be right on his nose. Quarter past six. I'm fed up. Stuck in the house while Ozzy and his dad are bowling. Like Sir Francis Drake and his little fat duck. I wonder who that is. If it's the rag and bone man, he can have me.
Hello, Jimmy.
It's not the rag and bone man, it's his donkey.
What?
Come in and say the password.
Shut your daft thing.
Hey, not so much of that or you won't get your carrot.
Yeah, look, will you stop trying to be funny? Is Susan in?
No, she's gone to the hospital with my mum and granddad.
Hospital? Hey, has she had an accident?
Yeah. She tripped over her false eyelashes and fractured her jeans.
when did you... Oh, shut up.
They've all gone to see me Auntie Ethel. That's why I'm stuck here instead of going to the bowl... Alfie, sit down. I'm very glad to see you.
Are you? And Susan's out there?
Yeah, she was going to take me to the bowling alley. So was me grandad, but I made them go to see me auntie in hospital.
Oh, that was nice. Well, I might as well go, because I'm not here. You're not supposed to be here tonight, because I couldn't come. I mean, I'm at a meeting. Well, I mean, I thought so, but it's tomorrow, so I won't be here tomorrow either.
Well, since you couldn't come, you might as well stay till we go.
Go where?
Alfie, Susan won't be back till 9 o'clock, so I want to treat you to the bowling alley.
Oh, thank you very much.
But I've got no money, so I'll let you treat me. Well, that was smashing, Alfie. I only just beat you on the last frame. Mind, you cheated.
What do you mean?
Rule number one in ten-pin bowling, as soon as you throw the ball, let go.
That was just an accident.
Yeah, but I bet you're the first bloke they've had in that alley who bowled at the spectators and got a strike with his head.
Well, I slipped. Any rule, come on, it's 8:30.
Oh, heck, is it? We've got to be back by 9 o'clock or you'll be in trouble.
What for?
For taking me to the bowling alley when my granddad said I couldn't go.
You never told me that.
Of course not. If I had, you wouldn't have brought me.
Well, you little twister. Your granddad will be very annoyed with me if he knew.
Well, just get me home before 9 o'clock and I won't tell on you.
I don't know why I fall for your tricks.
Well, some have it and some haven't. And you haven't. Come on, let's get over to your motorbike and shove off home.
Oh, excuse me, is this your motorbike, sir?
No, it's his.
What's to do, Constable?
Well, sir, I've been here for nearly an hour and a half watching your motorbike.
Alfie, give him a bob. He's earned it.
Look, just shut up, Jimmy. Is this a no-parking zone?
Yes, sir. It is today. That's why we have 2 temporary no-parking signs. You can see one of them. The other's under your back wheel.
I've done something wrong.
You have, sir, yes. But I'm prepared to overlook it this time. Just don't let it happen again, all right?
Well, don't worry. Next time, I'll move the sign before I park. I'll park my sign somewhere else where there isn't a bike. A sign. Cheerio.
Just a moment, sir. As a matter of form, could I see your driving licence and insurance, please?
Oh, yeah, of course you can. I've got them here in this pocket. Yeah, here's my insurance and there's my... It's in my wallet on the piano.
Well, sir, I'm afraid you'll have to bring it to the police station within 5 days.
Well, he needs some help. It's a big piano.
All right, sonny, we can do without that, thank you.
Well, if they don't want your piano, take your guitar.
Since 6:15, Alfie, eh?
No. But I did arrive at 6:15.
Well, you've had a long wait for Susan, then.
Oh, it didn't seem long to us. The time just rolled along, didn't it, Alfie?
Yes.
Were you watching television then?
No.
Yes. Yes. No.
What?
Well, Alfie had his eyes closed while it was going on.
Yeah, but I still knocked nine down. How many?
Well, I finished, Mother. Oh, by the way, Alfie, you are coming for lunch tomorrow and tea as well.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll come straight here from the police station. I mean...
Police station?
Yes. He hasn't got his licence and his bike was stuck on a no-parking sign outside... outside their house.
You mean you can't park outside your own house?
No. Well, temporary. But it was my licence. I hadn't got one. So I have to take our piano to the police station. I mean, my guitar. My licence.
You don't have to take out a license for a guitar.
He means a gun license. You see, the way he plays the guitar, he ought to be shot.
Come in, Alfie. Sit down in front of the fire. You look frozen.
Oh, Dad. It was cold on me back. Hey, isn't this Mr. Sinclair's favourite chair, though?
Oh, that's all right. You get warm. Here's the Sunday paper. Lunch won't be long.
When do we eat, Mum? My tummy's doing a war dance. Hey, Alfie, that's my granddad's chair.
That'll do. Alfie can sit where he likes.
Well, I don't care. But you remember how my granddad glared at Mrs. Eccles when she sat there? He made her that nervous, she upset her tea all over a chocolate eclair.
Just forget it.
Oh, well, is lunch ready yet, Pat? Oh, Alfie, are you comfortable in that chair with the Sunday paper?
Yes, thanks.
You wouldn't like to borrow my slippers as well, would you?
Don't be so silly, Father. I'll have the lunch ready in a moment.
I'll sit over here.
Hey, Alfie, what have you been up to?
What do you mean?
Oh, Harry O'Reilly said when he was coming home from church he saw you going into the police station.
Yeah, what a business. I just went in to show my driving licence, and while I was in there, they had an identity parade of men for a crook, and I was it. In it. The parade of men, you know, disguised.
You were disguised as a man?
Yes, I... No! No, you see, a woman had her handbag snatched, and the police found a suspect, so they got a lot of fellas off the street to stand beside him, and she had to walk down this line and see if she could recognise the thief.
Did you pick him out?
No, she picked me. She pointed at me and she said, "That's the ugly brute, lock him up."
You mean you've escaped?
No, I haven't. The sergeant said it must be a mistake. Yeah, I'll have to vote it after, though. Fancy thinking I look like a crook.
Oh, I don't know, Alfie. You have a bit of a look of crippin' side on.
I'll see you at the door, Mother.
Ozzy told me they were going to arrest his dad once. Just for being asleep.
What, in bed?
No, in the gutter.
Oh, come in, Sergeant. Alfie, it's a policeman to see you.
You what? Oh, Sergeant Harrison.
Yes, Miss Hall, sorry to disturb you all on Sunday, but your mother said you were here, Mr. Hall.
Yes, I am. Well, what is it?
Well, it's just a formality, sir, but the inspector insists that I get a statement from you about your movements yesterday.
Well, I don't mind. I can tell you where I was every minute yesterday.
Oh, good. Well, now, would you just tell me where you were between the hours of 6 and 8 last night?
Yeah, that's easy. I was with Jimmy playing.
Alfie!
Oh, yes. I can't tell you.
You mean you don't remember after all?
Oh, yes, I remember, but I can't tell you.
Well, I'm afraid the inspector won't be very satisfied with that, sir.
Oh, look, come in the hall a minute. I'll talk to you there.
Well, just as you wish, sir, yeah?
What's wrong with him?
Who was that? Oh, has Alfie gone?
No, he's in the hall talking to a police sergeant.
About where he was yesterday. I don't know why I didn't tell him straight out. He was here with Jimmy last night. Jimmy, come away from that door.
I was just wondering how much he's telling him. What he's telling him, I mean...
Oh, just wait here a moment, please, will
you?
Right, yeah. Oh, did any of you see Mr. Hall between 6 and 8 last night?
I did.
Yes, we were out, you see, until 9 o'clock, but Mr. Hall came here at 6:15.
I was with Jimmy from then until 9.
Oh, is that so? Was he here all the time, Sonny?
Well, he wasn't here all the time. He was sort of in and out.
Did you by any chance go to the bowling alley at all this week?
Well, I wanted to go yesterday, but my granddad said I couldn't.
That's right. So we were pleased when Alfie, Mr. Hall, told us he'd been in the house all evening with Jimmy.
Oh, he said that, did he? Yeah. Hmm. Well, thank you. Excuse me again, will you? I'll just go back to Mr. Hall.
Well, Sergeant?
Not well at all, sir. I'm afraid they say you told them that you were here all evening and the boy did not go to the bowling alley.
Oh, well, that's because he didn't know. But he couldn't tell them, so I lied. Before, not now, I mean.
Now, look, sir. I advise you to think this over and come down to the station later and make a statement. Remember, we have got an eyewitness.
I tell you, Sergeant, Alfie and me didn't leave the bowling alley till nearly 8:30.
Well, if you told me this at your house, Sonny, Mr. Hall needn't have brought you to the police station.
Well, I didn't want to get into trouble. And I wanted Alfie to tell me which story we were using.
What? Now, just a minute. I suppose Mr. Hall talked to you before you came here, Sonny, eh?
Yeah, he said you didn't believe him, so I had to come here and tell you we were both at the bowling alley.
He told you to say that, hmm?
Yes.
Yeah, but Jimmy, you're not explaining it properly.
Well, I'm doing my best. I've told him everything you said.
I didn't tell you to say all this.
Yes, you did. When you got me in the hall, you said, he won't take any notice of me. Perhaps the silly old fool will believe you.
Well, I'm going to have to make further inquiries, Mr. Hall. I'll go and speak to the inspector. You can go for the moment, but please don't leave town without letting us know.
What's up with him?
He still thinks I did it.
Well, you were with me all the time in the bowling. Wait a minute. I went to the snack bar and I had to queue up.
What about it?
Well, you could have nipped out and pinched her handbag, you know.
You know very well I didn't.
I believe you, Alfie, but will the judge? Well, Alfie, this is 21 Grosvenor Road, where the woman lives, according to the sergeant.
You're right. Now I'll make her tell the truth.
What are you going to do? Hit her again?
Yes. No. I never hit her at all. I've never heard of Mrs. Bloomin' Riley before.
Riley? Is that her name?
Yes. Oh!
Yeah, there you are.
Help! Keep away from me, you villain!
Hey, now, look, Mrs. Riley, this has gone far enough. If you don't tell the police you made a mistake, you'll be in trouble.
That's telling her.
Don't you threaten me, you hooligan! I'll get my husband to deal with you. Harry, quick, come here.
Quick, Alfie, twist her arm before he comes.
Harry, help!
What is it, love? What's happened?
It's him, the one who attacked me there.
Oh, is it? Well, try this for size, me buckle.
Yeah, me eye.
Mr. O'Reilly, it's Alfie Hall.
Jimmy, what's this? Alfie, is that you? I couldn't see your face clearly in the doorway.
Well, you still managed to find his eye, all right.
What are you doing here?
He's threatening me, says if I don't say he wasn't the thief, I'll be for it.
I said you'd be in trouble.
You mean he attacked you? Alfie? He pinched your bag?
Oh, of course I didn't. If I pinched your handbag, where is it now?
The police have it. They found it behind some bushes where you threw it after you'd taken the £3 out.
I haven't got £3.
Have you spent it?
Look, you shut your mouth.
And you shut your mouth, Alfie, and stop talking as well. Because every time you open your gob, your big feet put another nail in your coffin and it can be taken down and used against you.
He's right, Alfie, whatever he said. There's only one thing you can do.
What's that?
Give the woman her £3 back and let's go.
Lovely meal, Pat. Wasn't it, Alfie?
Nearly 6 o'clock. Oh, the meal, yes.
Would you like this last piece of apple pie, Father?
No, thanks. I mean, no, Sonny. Father. Grandad. Mr. Sinclair.
No, thanks, Pat.
I'll have it, Mum.
What's wrong with you, Alfie? You've hardly eaten anything at all.
He's practising for when they put him on bread and water. Mum, can I have that piece of pie?
You've had 2 pieces already, you little hog. If you eat any more, you'll burst.
Well, just pass that plate over and stand well back.
I just popped in the back way, and now that I'm here, can I come in?
Oh, sure you can. And I'll go outside and see if you've arrived.
Jimmy. Come in, Harry. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I never drink tea between meals, and when I do, I have coffee. I've come for Alfie.
Have you brought the handcuffs?
No, no. I've come to tell you Alfie's innocent. Not guilty. He didn't do it.
I didn't do it. You mean the police believe me now?
No, but they believe Mr. Higginbottom, who was a witness that you weren't there when you said you were. Because he saw you, and that's your alibi.
What's an alibi?
An alibi is to be after proving that you wasn't where you was when you committed the offence you didn't commit at all.
Oh, I see.
Do you? Well, explain it to the rest of us, then.
You mean Mr. Higginbottom saw Alfie last night?
Exactly. Higginbottom saw Alfie at the time of the crime, so he couldn't be there.
But Alfie was here in the house with Jimmy.
Well, in that case, he's double-jointed. Higginbottom saw Alfie and Jimmy half a dozen times alone, together. Between 7 and 9 o'clock in the bowling alley.
What? Jimmy, did you go to that bowling alley after all?
Well, it was, yes, Grandad.
Right, upstairs. I'll deal with you later, my lad.
But, Grandad, you can't blame me. It was Alfie's fault. The way he came in the house.
What do you mean, the way he came in?
With a pocket full of money and an empty head.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Jenny Guiner, Harry Bailey and Betty Alberge. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.